So bringing yourself to your back with your feet in semi-supine position, we're just going to place the hands on the belly, just to bring in that belly breath again. So just inhaling into the palms and exhaling the palms gently down as the breath leaves. Inhaling into the palms and exhaling, palms down. Inhaling into the palms, feeling the belly rise. And exhaling, drawing the navel down. Now we'll bring the hands to the rib cage and just finding that rib cage breath. Inhaling into the ribs and exhaling out of the ribs. Inhaling into the ribs and exhaling out of the ribs. Just finding that expansion around the rib cage. Now gently moving the hands back up to the chest, fingers over the shoulders and the collarbone. As you inhale, fill up the chest, the shoulders and the base of the neck. Exhale, the base of the neck, the shoulders and the chest. Inhale deeply into the chest, the shoulders and the neck, and exhale the breath away. Now just bringing the right hand to the chest and the left hand to the navel and finding that full yogic breath once again. As you inhale into the belly, the ribs, the chest, and exhale out of the chest, the ribs and the belly compresses back. Just observing how the breath is moving within the body as you try and open up all of the lobes of the body. So keeping the attention of the mind on your breath every time it wanders. So bringing the hands back by the side of the body, the palms facing down. With the next inhale, drawing the arms all the way vertical, and with the exhale, gently melting them down by the side of the body. Inhale, vertical. Exhale, down by the side of the body. And as we move into this mudra, with the hands coming vertical and then down, just feel the belly fill. We inhale up, the belly expands. We exhale down, the belly melts. So bringing the arms up through the vertical line and continuing between the floor and the ceiling, and then exhaling all the way down. So you're just letting the arms come a little bit further now from the vertical line. You'll inhale past the vertical line and continue feeling an expansion in your rib cage. And then the exhale, the hands will melt back down. So we're inhaling, the arms vertical coming through the belly. They continue and they move into the ribs as you come through the middle line from the ceiling to the floor. And you exhale all the way down. So inhaling the hands all the way past the vertical line and continue halfway from the ceiling to the floor. You go too far, you start to move into your chest so that you know that you're not doing this correctly. So you want to inhale the arms up. We fill the belly and the ribs, not going too far over. And allowing the arms to melt all the way over by the side of the ears. Exhale all the way back down through the arms. Inhale all the way up, filling the belly, filling the ribs, and filling the chest as the arms come all the way over by the side of the ears. Exhale the arms all the way back down, dissolving the chest, the ribs, and the belly. Again, inhaling fully and deeply through the vertical line, continuing all the way over, expanding all of the lobes of the body. Exhaling the breath all the way out from the chest, the ribs and the belly. Release all breath and inhale a brand new breath. Expand the breath till you're full with the breath. And then with the exhale, let the breath release from the chest, the ribs, and the belly. So now we're going to gently and slowly start to lift the right knee in towards the chest and just take that clasp around the shin. And again, you can take the back of the thigh if you need to. And just allow yourself to circle into the foot. Circling it clockwise and anti-clockwise a few times. And just feel that compression of the right thigh in towards the right side of your digestion. Flexing and pointing. And then flex. Find your breath. Take a nice deep inhale into the belly. And with your next exhalation, you're going to bring the head towards the knee and gently squeeze out all the breath, compressing the thigh deeper to the side of the body. As you inhale, melt back down. As you exhale, gently lift in, back up, keep the shoulders away from the ears, the jaw is soft. As you inhale, fill the belly and melt back down. Exhale, gently lifting through the head. And inhale, gently coming back down. We exhale all the way back up. And now just hold here for a few breaths. Breathe in the body, the belly, the back of the body, expanding with the breath. Again, shoulders soft, jaw release. With your next inhale, melt in the head and the shoulders back down to the floor. Release the right foot, gently bring in the left. And again, just take them circles through the ankle, clockwise and anti-clockwise a few times. Feeling the compression of the thigh onto the left side of your belly. Flex and point. And then again, taking a nice full deep breath when you flex the foot. With the exhalation, allow yourself to gently draw the head towards the knee, get rid of all the breath and find that gentle compression in the left side. As you inhale, melt down. And as you exhale, get rid of all the breath as you squeeze up. Inhale down. Exhale gently up. Soft jaw. Inhale down. Exhale gently up and then just hold here for a few breaths. Shoulders away from the ears, breathing deep into the front and the back of the body. Feel the breath move. With your next inhale, melt in the head and the shoulders down. We bring both knees in, take the interlock and take the nice deep inhale, exhale all the way up with the head towards the knees, inhale down. Exhale, get rid of all the breath as you squeeze up. Inhale down. Exhale, squeeze up. Inhale down. Exhale, squeeze up. And then just hold for a few extra breaths. Shoulders melting, jaw soft. And letting the breath breathe the body. With your next inhale, we'll slowly melt the head and the shoulders back down. We're going to release the feet and we're going to bring the hands underneath the buttocks and take the knees back on top of your hips, having your shins parallel to the floor, flexing the feet. Exhale, the legs vertical. Inhale, bend the knee. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend the knee. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend the knee. With every exhale, draw the navel down and contract the core. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend the knee. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend at the knee. Keep moving with your breath and engage in that lower abdomen. Now slowly bend the knees, take the feet down, release the hands. Let's take an inhale and float the arms over. Exhale, bring your knees vertical again. Take an inhale. With your next exhale, the legs are going to go vertical. The arms are going to come down. With the inhale, arms come over the head. Bend the knees. Exhale, legs up, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale, legs vertical, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale, legs vertical, arms down. Inhale, arms over, bend the knees. Keep working with your breath. With every exhale, as the arms come down by the side and the legs go vertical, compress the navel down. Get rid of all of the breath. Stopping at any point if anything doesn't feel comfortable. And you can always work with just the previous exercise instead of the arms as well. Gently placing the feet down, float the hands back by the side, and allow yourself to bring your heels close to your buttocks. We're going to roll the hips gently on up. As you exhale, we'll roll the spine gently back down. Gently push through the feet, inhale, sending the hips gently up to the ceiling, keeping the head in alignment, don't look left or right, exhale back down. Inhale, sending the hips gently up, finding every single column of the vertebra as you move. So go slowly so you can really feel the detail. Gently pushing through the feet, see that the knees stay on top of the ankles and don't let them wing in or out. We'll hold for a few breaths in your next round. Pushing through the feet, hands, arms, finding the lift of the chest to the chin and breathe. With your next exhale, melt slowly down. Bring in the knees gently into the chest and just give yourself a little rock and a massage out of the lower back, middle back. And whenever you feel ready, we're going to roll onto one side and we're going to come to all fours. Take your time. So bring in your shoulders on top of your wrists and your hips on top of your knees. We're going to allow ourselves to move through our cat-cow with the breath. So with your inhale, drop the navel down, hollow the belly, let your shoulders and chest open, throat. As you exhale, send the navel to the ceiling, release the head, drawing the chin to the chest. As you inhale, dropping the navel down and feel this motion taking place in the hips. As you exhale, the sit bones move down. You push through the hands, shoulder blades spread. Inhale, sit bones move up, shoulder blades tack together, the chest opens. Exhale, belly button moving up, head releasing, pushing through the hands. Inhale, gently softening the navel down, throat opens. So one last round, finishing, and then coming all the way down towards your heels, finding that child pose. Release off your wrists, soften the forehead, see that the knees are wide and the big toes are touching, and just massage out through the wrists. And just breathe, find your breath here, surrendering to the floor. And then slowly make your way back to all fours, tuck your toes. We're going to work with our downward facing dog. So gently pad through the hands, gently lift in the knees. Just see how that lift feels in the arms. Gently bring back down, inhale. Again, with the exhale, lift in the knees. Just seeing how the arms feel. Gently release down. You can stay with this version, just lifting the knees, otherwise. When you lift the knees next, you're going to push the heart through towards the thighs, keeping the bent knee, allowing yourself to release the head through the upper arm. As you inhale, come back to your knees. As you exhale, once again, lift the knees. We're trying to lengthen the spine from the crown to the tail. Really sending the heart through. As you inhale, drop the knees gently down and rest back. Oh, that child pose, releasing the forehead, surrendering the whole body down. Observe how you feel. Now we're going to come back up to all fours and gently make our way through a lunge, bringing the right foot through between the hands. Help it through if you need to with the right hand. The left knee is back, the toes are tucked, and you're allowing yourself to lengthen the spine out of the base of the body. Using blocks or the hands, just a root. Making sure the right foot is grounded, then slide back, to the knees and take the opposite leg through, left leg helping it if it needs to be helped. Again, make sure that the left foot is on the floor, the back right knee is down, and you're lengthening the spine out of the base again. And breathe. And then slowly and gently bringing that knee back. Toes are staying tucked. We're going to roll on up the body. So slowly coming off the knees, surrender the head down and gently making your way into that forward fold. From the forward fold, we're going to roll on up to a standing. Really soft knees as you come to your mountain pose, lengthening through the crown. We drop the chin back to the chest and we roll back down through the spine. Soft knees. And then again, when you feel ready and you've reached that maximum point, roll back up. Soft knees. Seeing that the knees are not knocking in, keeping them open and in alignment with your second toe. Gently releasing back down, taking your time, really feeling into the back as you massage down, massaging all the organs of the front body also and the back. And then rolling gently and slowly back up to a stand. Find that mountain pose, lengthen through the crown, arms by the side, push through the feet, find your breath. So just feeling the breath move through the body once again, keeping the mind on the breath. Then we're going to step the feet together, the inside of the feet, and we're going to push through the feet and lengthen back up through the crown. And then we're slowly going to lift the left heel and gently open the left knee, keeping the toes on the floor, bringing the hands to prayer for a gentle tree pose. Just observing how this feels for the balance as you root through that right foot. Push through the foot and lengthen through the crown. Maybe bringing the foot up, the lower leg, if it feels comfortable and the balance is stable. Again, breathe the breath and slowly release the foot back down. We'll gently move to the other side, so rooting through the left foot. Lift the heel and gently bring the toes down and open the right knee. Again, see how the balance is this side, pushing through that left foot. Keeping the breath moving and then maybe sliding the foot up the leg if comfortable. Seeing how the balance is. Gently releasing the foot back down and the hands. Feet, so they're wider than the hips. And again, nice and parallel to begin with. Taking the right toes out towards the front of the mat, float the arms, shoulder height. And then allowing yourself to gently melt over that right side. Right arm down, left arm up, keeping the shoulders stacked. With an inhale, float vertical. With an exhale, float that right arm down towards the right leg. Inhale up. Exhale, right arm down, left arm up. Inhale, float up. Exhale back over the right side. Inhale all the way back up. Release your arms down. Bring the right foot in. Send the left toes out. With the inhale, float the arms. With the exhale, come over the left leg. Left arm down, right arm up. Inhale up. Exhale over. So we're keeping the shoulders stacked here as you move through this position. Exhale over, we're just moving through the side waist. Exhale, release in, and inhale, coming back out. And then float the arms down, bring the left toes in, and step a little bit wider here. And then gently again, taking that right foot out towards the front of the mat. Heel-heel alignment, float the arms in line with your shoulders, check the shoulders. And then with your exhale, we're going to bend that right knee on top of the ankle. See that you don't go over the ankle. Keep the knee on top of the ankle. See that you can see your big toe. Inhale, we straighten the leg. Exhale, we bend the knee back in. Inhale, we straighten. Exhale, we bend back in. Inhale, we straighten the leg. Exhale, we float back in. And this time we'll settle in the pose. Check you're rooting down the edge of the left foot. You can see your big toe. You're gazing at the right fingertips and you're breathing your breath. Your shoulders are stacked on top of your hips. Inhale, straighten the leg, float the arms down, bring the right foot in. Send the left toes to the back of the mat, float your arms, inhale. With the exhale, bend that left knee on top of the ankle. With the inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. And now settling in to stay, opening up the left knee to the little toe side, making sure the knee has not gone over your ankle. Engaging on the edge of your right foot and breathe. Drop the shoulders, float the arms. Shoulders on top of the hips. Breath moving deep. Inhale, straighten the arms and float the arms down, bringing the feet all the way back in towards the center. Root through them feet, lengthen through the crown, extending the arms by the side. With the inhale, float the arms all the way up and over. Seal the hands over the crown and exhale down through the center space to prayer. Inhale, float the arms all the way up and over, seal the palms, exhale down the center space. With the inhale, the arms float up, and with the exhale, the arms come down the center to the chest. Inhale. Exhale. So now we're going to make our way to the front of the mat, however you wish to get there. Just bring in the feet so that again they are hip width and distance and nice and parallel. Lengthening up through the arms with an inhale over by the side of the ears and exhale them all the way back down by the side of the body. With the inhale, float the arms by the side of the ears. With the exhale, bring them back down by the side of the body. With the inhale, the arms come vertical. With the exhale, they float gently back down. Bring the hands onto the hips and just gently take that left foot back. Keep the hips square, sending the left foot back, the toes facing forward, the hips square and forward. Take an inhale, lengthen up through the spine, and with the exhale, we're bending the right knee on top of the ankle. It's not going over the ankle, just directly on top of it. With the inhale, straighten the leg. With the exhale, bend that knee on top of the ankle. See, it's going in the direction of the second toe. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend in the knee. We're going to stay here for a few breaths with the inhale. On the next one, exhale. Hold there, allowing yourself just to check out the knee, see that it's not knocking in. With the inhale, float your arms up. And exhale, float the arms down, keeping the knee bent. Inhale, arms up, bent knee. Exhale, arms down. Feel that opening down the back of that left leg. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up with the arms. Breathe deep and exhale the arms all the way back down. Bring the hands onto the hip. Straighten the knee and step forward. We step back with the right leg. Again, keeping the hips square. With the exhale, bend that left knee on top of the ankle. Inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend the knee. Root and check. Inhale, float the arms up. With the exhale, float the arms down. With the inhale, float the arms up. Check that the knee's not going over the ankle. Exhale, down. Feeling that opening down the back of that right leg. Exhale, arms down. Inhale, on up. Allow yourself to breathe deep. And exhale, back down. Straighten the leg, step forward. So now we're going to slowly roll back down. So soften the knees, drop the chin to the chest, and gently massage down through the spine. Release as far as comfortable for you. And then just allow yourself just to find that heaviness through the upper body as you surrender over, gently melting from side to side, just to release the side waist. Grounding through the feet. And then we're slowly, in your own time, going to use the hands and softly and gently come all the way to the bottom. Taking your time. We're going to bring ourselves all the way then onto our back. So just finding the space and the length of the spine as you rest here. And then bringing your right knee in towards the chest. We're going to bring the left hand onto the right knee. The left knee is still bent. We're going to allow the right arm to melt out to the right and exhale both knees onto the left. Dissolving both knees over to the left, you can melt the head the opposite way if all feels comfortable in the spine. Let the breath move into the belly. And just feel that squeeze internally that's taking place. Nice deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. With your next inhale, bring everything back up. Release the right leg, bring the left knee in. Take the right hand on to the left knee. Release the left arm. And exhale the knees over to the right, gazing to the left. Just feeling that spiraling up the spine from the hips. Letting your chest open and the breath move deep. Again, allowing yourself to find softness in the belly as you breathe. And again, with your next inhale, bringing both knees up and just allowing yourself to gently take the hands underneath the buttocks and just extend them legs vertically. You can use the hands as a little bit of a lever, so you can take fists just to prop up the sit bones. And just let the legs hang high, allowing yourself to soften the jaw, the face, the shoulders. And again, come to the breath and just see how this brings us into a deeper state of relaxation. Bending the knees, releasing the hands, and allowing yourself to come finally to your Shavasana. Long legs, palms up at the side of the body. Making sure that the spine is one long line from the crown to the tail. Your toes are falling out to the corners of the mat. And allowing yourself just to feel the support of the earth beneath. And as you do so now, just allow your awareness just to come into the jaw. And just release your jaw and your tongue. Just soften the jaw and the tongue. Allow your cheeks to release. Allow the eyes to drop into the back of the head, releasing the eyeballs. The eyelids are soft. The forehead is released and relaxed. All facial expressions melt away. All of the body drop deeper into the floor. As you inhale and as you exhale, let go. As you inhale, as you exhale, relax. You inhale, you exhale, relax. Let the body drop deeper, just feeling the breath move in and move out. Just allowing yourself just to settle the attention of the mind on your breath now. Every time the mind wanders, just gently draw it back to your breath, the coming and the going of the breath. Feeling the body rise and fall. So now just taking a few deeper inhalations just to start to wake the body up, just wiggling through the fingers, the toes, massaging the head from side to side, breathing deeper. And then when you're ready, just allowing yourself to take a big stretch, drawing the arms over the head. And then gently bringing the knees in towards the chest and just give yourself a little massage from left to right on the back. Massaging the head the opposite way the knees are going. And then rolling onto one side. And then whenever you're ready, just making your way back up to a seat. Bringing the hands to your heart space and just bowing your head down to your heart. Namaste.